Alternative Radio.
You're listening to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1386 kilohertz. That's 217 meters medium wave. Why not write to us with a request, dedication, or a reception report? Our email address is mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Why not visit our website at www.mar1386.com. That's www.mar1386.com.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
The Lee Morrison's Anorak Show.
Hello, it's Lee Morrison's Anorak here, and as part of MAR's 14th of August weekend, I'm turning over most of this programme to a special link-up between Radio Caroline and Radio Mi Amigo in 1977, which marked the 10th anniversary of the Marine Offences Act. Radio Caroline and Radio Mi Amigo were broadcasting on separate frequencies from the MV Mi Amigo, which was anchored at the far end of the Thames estuary, approximately 12 miles north of Margate. Thanks to the genius of engineer Peter Chicago, they were able to broadcast two frequencies without interference. Radio Caroline was broadcasting in English from a studio in the ship's hold, while Radio Mi Amigo broadcast daytime programmes in Dutch and Flemish from a studio in the deckhouse. And on this programme you'll hear Radio Mi Amigo DJs Herman de Graaf and Mark Jacobs, and Radio Caroline DJs Stuart Russell and Roger Matthews. There are also interviews conducted by Robbie Dale at the Flashback 67 convention, which was held near Heathrow Airport. These are supposedly live, but had in fact been recorded the previous day and rushed out to the ship. If you listen carefully, you can hear the edits. So, without further ado, it's over to the MV Mi Amigo on the 14th of August 1977.
Dit is Radio Mi Amigo op 212 en 319 meter.
And this is Radio Caroline on 319 meters. That's music from the Beatles, of course, and All You Need Is Love. The first record played on Radio Caroline at midnight, August the 14th, stroke 15th, back in 67, when Caroline changed its name to Caroline International. Right, it's 4 minutes past 6 o'clock here on Mi Amigo and also on Radio Caroline, and in just a moment or two we're going live over to the Centre Airport Hotel in London, where Robbie Dale is waiting to talk to a few people attending the Flashback 67.
Dames en heren, hartelijk welkom. Hier zijn we live van het Flashback 67 in London. En ik ga nu door die tafels lopen. Iedereen gaat lekker hier te eten en te drinken en te spelen en te dansen. Het is een hele geweldige gebeurtenis. En ik ga met verschillende bekende mensen spreken. En het eerste mens dat ik ben nagekomen is een guy called Mark Roman. Bekend van Radio London van vroeger.
Hiya, Mark.
Hello. Nice to see you, Robbie.
What are you doing here at Flashback 67?
I'm looking for somewhere to sit so I can eat right now.
Haven't you had your dinner yet?
No. We got late. Just a little late.
What do you think of the whole thing?
I think it's a damn good idea.
Yeah?
I mean, it's really terrific.
Have you seen a lot of faces that mean something to you from days of old when disc jockeys were bold?
Well, I see your face and you still have the beard and you're still youthful. You naughty little boy, you.
Right, thanks Mark, because
okay.
we're holding it short and sweet because we want to get everybody on in 15 minutes.
You'll never do it.
You want to bet?
But good luck.
Cheers.
Get out the razor blade.
Nice to see you, Mark.
And you, Robbie.
A name from the political scene of offshore broadcasting, Paul Harris.
I'd like to ask about the romance of office cleaning. Tell me, Mr. Dale, tell me about the romantic implications of office cleaning.
Enough said, that was a political broadcast on behalf of Paul Harris. live from Flashback 67. No less than Spangles Maldoon. Hiya, Spangles. Having a nice time?
Oh, wonderful. 10 years, unbelievable. 10 years ago today, I spoke on the wireless for the first time. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, what do you think of this happening? A live broadcast from here, right next to London Airport, going out across the airwaves of you know what and you know where.
Only Radio Caroline could do it.
Right on, baby.
Yeah, well, are you going to be around for a much longer? I mean, we've got so much to talk about.
I shall be around.
Right.
Are you having a nice time?
Unbelievable. I've so far eaten 2 prawn cocktails by accident, but I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Are you enjoying the dancing?
Well, so far, well, we haven't done a lot of dancing yet, but it's all going to come in the next hour or so.
Geweldig. See you straks. Dames en heren, een nieuw loop ik naast een man dat is heel bekend van Caroline van Vrugge. Hij is het eerste man dat heeft over die Caroline zender gesproken. In die tijd van Caroline op 199, Simon D. Hi, yeah. Simon, what are you doing here?
I'm sharing this amazing evening with all the people that got it together, of course.
What do you think about this, being able to broadcast live from the Centre Hotel?
Golly,
in London?
Gosh, I'm impressed with that. I mean, that's exciting, folks.
Hasn't technology come along?
Oh, listen, it has moved so fast, and you think that we can speak now and be heard? Now,
how would you like to drop a few names of people sitting around the table?
Well, yes, I'd like to drop them quite considerably, actually.
Who's the guy with the grey hair?
I don't know. Who is he? Looks like a worried guy. Anyway, get all that grey hair by now. No, that, folks, is...
A young Irishman.
And if we can get away from this terrible tannoy...
Live from Flashback. Nou, dames en heren, er is een hele ploeg hier van het Veronica Zender in Nederland. Ik zie Rob Uit bij me, Lex Harding. En nog een filmplug van een of andere omroep uit Nederland. And would you believe, with mouthfuls of soup and good English bread, we find no less than Ian Damon. Sitting here with a lovely badge in his lapel. What is that, Ian?
Big girl.
Would you believe? What are you doing here at Flashback 67?
Well, I thought I'd come out and have a bit of a bop around and meet some other old contemporaries, some who I worked with out in the North Sea 10 years ago, and meet up with one or two people who, of course, were around in that era that I didn't really know, because I was only on Big L, as you know, Robbie, for a very, very short time, a matter of just 3 months from the beginning of June until a week before Marine Offences Bill Day. And, of course, the nostalgia still creeps into me, because it was what happened out there 10 years ago that has given us what we've got today in British radio.
And you're grateful?
Yes, I am, to a certain extent. Obviously, my biggest regret, I think, was not going out to offshore radio a little bit earlier than I could have. That probably was my biggest regret, that I didn't get out to Big L, you know, almost after it started. But I had then 5 years in Australia, after that back home again, and then came back over here 4 years ago, got into Capital Radio, where I'm working now as Ian Davidson, which is my real name anyway, and I'm proud of it, and why not? A matter of 2 or 3 months after it started. And I've been on air now for 2 years at Capital, and I'm very, very happy with what I'm doing now. It's perhaps not as big in the stardom stakes as working out in the North Sea with millions of listeners, but, you know, Capital's coming up, as you probably are well aware in listening terms, and everybody's happy.
Good to see you here tonight.
Good to be here too, Robbie, and nice to talk to you.
Zal ik jullie vertellen? Er zijn tenminste 1000 mensen in het hal vanavond. Mensen van overal. En dames en heren, nu kom ik een tafel langs en hier zit een... Nu ga ik tussen die tafels lopen en aan verschillende mensen vragen, nou, wat gebeurt hier vanavond? Who are you, sir?
My name's Bill Rawlings.
And Bill, what are you doing here at Flashback 67?
Well, having a look, meeting some of the people that, you know, were on the old ship, reading some of the people I've heard to sort of commemorate my time on Tower Radio.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the whole idea, unfortunately, didn't work. You know, it was a lot of mistakes were made, and I'd left school. I was 16 and a half at the time, and it seemed a good idea. Unfortunately, I got into the wrong company. If I'd have gone perhaps with another company, I might have gone on.
What was Tower Radio?
Tower Radio was a local idea operated by some Clacton on Sea businessmen. They were going to have a localised radio station, as like the IBA stations are now, just concentrating on North Essex. They also had plans, not very fruitful plans, to start a local television station, Tower Television. But unfortunately, due to, you know, things that didn't materialise, promises that were broken, things like that, the backing was withdrawn, the whole idea let go.
Yes, unfortunately, there are a lot of those things have happened in the past. But to come back to this scene here tonight, what do you think of an incident like this where so many people come together and show their support for pirate radio of the past?
Well, the thing that amazes me, you know, that there is so many here. You know, that's what the biggest amazement is. There are so many people have come down.
Where did you come from yourself?
Clacton.
Clacton-on-Sea, I know it well. Oh, my God, I know it well. Lovely place. Right, well, thanks very much. I'm just going to carry on now and talk to one or two other people around this enormous hall here tonight, because really there must be at least 1,000 people here tonight sitting down, eating, drinking, talking, and generally being happy and loving together. Ik heb iemand nu naast me en hij komt uit Flinton-on-Sea, nog een Engelsman. Why did you come down to Flashback 67?
Mainly because we've got a stand up here, because we handle the jumbo records and tapes items.
Now, before you give your name, I'll tell you that this is going live on the Mi Amigo Radio Caroline.
Really?
What do you think about that?
That's amazing. Yeah, I just didn't think it was possible, but it really amazes me. How's it done?
Ah, now that is a government secret.
Yeah, I thought so.
What do you think of the happening here tonight? Tell me.
I think it's great. I think it's, you know, so amazing that so many people with a common interest can get together and share it.
What about that name?
What name?
Your name.
Jumbo.
Jumbo. Right, that was Jumbo, ladies and gentlemen. Nou, iedereen loopt hier lekker te smakken vanavond, dames en heren. And I found another gentleman. It's about time we spoke to a girl, but one more gentleman. What are you doing at Flashback 67?
Just having reminisce of 67, you know, the pirate radio stations.
Where do you come from?
Nottingham.
Nottingham?
Yeah.
You've got your own local radio station there, haven't you?
Trent, yeah, Radio Trent.
How come you've got such a strong interest that will bring you all the way down to London?
Well, in the early 60s, I used to listen to nothing else but the pirates, you know. Used to get all the lot, London, Caroline, 390 and all the lot, you know.
Now, if I were to tell you this is being transmitted live on Mi Amigo Radio Caroline out of the North Sea and you are now committing an offence, what would you think about that?
I wouldn't mind.
I get your permission, do I?
As long as you don't mention my name.
What's your name?
You gay? Sorry.
Nou, ik heb net nog met drie jongens gesproken. En naast me nu zit een mooie meisje uit Engeland. Ze weet niet wat ik zeg het ogenblik, so ik moet over in het Engels gaan. What are you doing at Flashback 67?
Having a look around.
Have you seen anything of interest?
Yeah.
What have you seen of interest? Ik moet de woorden uit die meisjes mond trekken.
The stations and things like that.
Were you a fan of one of the earlier pirate radio stations?
No, I ain't that old.
You're not that old? Not old enough?
That's him, that is.
But what, did you come along with a friend of yours?
Yeah, him.
And who's him?
That's me, Buck.
Buck?
Yeah, that's me.
And where are you from, Buck?
Littleport, near Cambridge.
Now, since I mentioned that this is going out live,
yeah,
on a particular pirate radio station in the North Sea.
Yeah.
Everyone's sort of clammed up and they're not telling me the names anymore.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind. I've had enough of that anyway, so I don't care.
What's your name then?
Buckingham. That's in the palace.
Buckingham. Thank you very much. Fantastic. Ik loop hier langs en ik vind twee mensen, een jongen en een meisje. En ze hebben net verteld dat ze zijn luisterers naar Mi Amigo. He just told me you listen to Mi Amigo.
Yes.
How do you
speak Dutch though?
But how do you find it?
Well, it's all right. It's not as good now as when it was on 259 on the old transmitter, but now Caroline's stronger now than Mi Amigo.
Well, where did you come from?
Hereford also. Midlands.
Midlands?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Philip.
Do you mind your name being used on a pirate radio station?
No, not at all.
What sort of a time are you having here at Flashback 67?
Oh, enjoying it, yeah.
And you got your girlfriend with you?
Yeah, very nostalgic.
What's your name?
Susan.
Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Okay. You just told me that you're a bit too young to have had a lot of time listening to the pirate stations of the past.
That's right, but he's teaching me slowly.
You know a bit about them, do you?
A bit more than I did a day ago.
Well, what do you know about, let's say, Radio Caroline?
You listen to it late at night, as a rule.
Late at night, yeah.
About 3 o'clock in the morning, I should say.
What do you think of the idea of transmitting this show live from a hotel near London Airport, directly to a ship in the middle of the North Sea, against all the rules, regulations, and especially against the Marine Broadcasting Offences Act 1967.
I'm a lawyer, I'll get on to you.
You're a lawyer, are you?
It'd be a really ace idea, I should say. But not possible.
I'll tell you, you see, this programme is going out live from the Mi Amigo.
Oh, I see.
And the idea is to report the happenings of Flashback 67 directly to all the people who can't be here tonight. What do you think about that?
Very good idea.
What's your name?
Michael Durant.
And where are you from, Michael?
Sherborne in Dorset.
And do you have a local radio station there?
No.
Do you listen to Mi Amigo?
Yes.
And Caroline?
Yes.
Who's your favourite DJ on Caroline at the moment?
Stuart Russell.
Very good. Well done, Stuart. There's one for you.
Oké, zullen we het hier even bij laten wat de Flashback betreft. Robbie Dale, bedankt. En tot zometeen. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, mi amigo.
Hello.
Hi, Caroline.
Hello, Herman. How is it up there?
Lekker.
Oh, good. It's lekker down here as well. They sound as if they're having a jolly good time, don't they?
Yeah, it's too bad we can't be there.
I know.
Hey, Mr. Stuart Russell, can you give a description how you're sitting downstairs there?
Yes, well, I've got my bottom on a chair and leaning back on another chair. And sitting next to me is Roger Matthews, in charge of some of the equipment down here.
Very cosy, isn't it?
Very cosy. So much...
Hey, hello!
Hello. So many wires and cables because of this link-up that we're having, and the people over there in London as well. It's just unbelievable. It's like a telephone exchange and all that kind of thing. It's neat normal down here as well, as I can quickly prove to you. Hello?
Hello?
That's all right. My spotmaster died. Never mind. Shall we have some more music?
Shall we have some more music?
Well,
that's a good idea. That's some new music.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try to get back to the Center Airport Hotel and see what's going on.
Ik heb nu naast me een jonge Engelsman. Dat komt uit Bath. Bath is het bekende Roomse stad van vroeger. Right. In the West Country of England. What's your name?
Andrew Dean.
And are you someone that's followed the progress of the pirate radio stations over the years?
Since I can first remember listening to them, yes.
And how old are you?
I'm 22 now. So
22.
I started listening when I was 11.
And what do you remember most of all?
Well, my first recollection is the Big L Top 40, Feb 40, on the Sunday afternoon. But most of all, I remember Radio North Sea and the last week of Radio Atlantis.
Do you remember the stations closing down?
Unfortunately, I was at a wedding when the Dutch station closed down in 74, and I was on holiday when the English one closed down in 67, so I've only heard recordings of it.
Heard recordings. Do you think that commercial radio in this country, i.e. The ILR, has replaced the sort of programming and atmosphere that was created by the radio stations which were established on ships? I avoid using the word pirate or offshore radio, you see.
Well, for a great many people, yes it has. Because those people who do live in one of the areas come out by.
Zo, we gaan nog even een plaat draaien, 7:30. Want we gaan strakjes nog even terug naar het Airport Hotel. Hello downstairs.
Hello upstairs.
Hello.
What are we doing now then?
Shall I play you a record?
We'd love to have a record played, yes.
Okay, all right, there we go.
Radio Mi Amigo.
That's
the association. And along comes Mary.
International station with the happy difference.
Makes you feel good all over.
Dus niet normaal.
Dag.
Speak for yourself.
Thank you.
I've got problems down here, you see, because Roger's in charge of the microphone. He keeps turning it off. So every time I talk, there's nothing happening. So
You don't tell me you're going to talk.
Well, you see my mouth moving, surely.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
No. Stop me, younger.
Why don't you leave it open all the time?
Yeah, okay. Trouble is, though...
You might hear the secret remarks in the back.
And it's rather noisy.
Yes, okay. Okay.
Hey, man. Have you got a jingle-cha?
A jingle-cha?
Or shall we go back to the flashback thing?
Well, let's have a jingle cheer, shall we?
Okay.
What day of the week is it? Saturday, right.
It's Sunday night.
Sorry.
Radio, Caroline. You're on the music weekend. Getting it together.
Off so.
What do you think we are going to do?
What do I think you're going to do?
Yeah.
I haven't the faintest idea.
Okay, wij gaan terug naar het Center Airport Hotel in Londen.
Ja, ja.
Voor een nieuwe aflevering van de interviews van Robbie Dale rechtstreeks vanuit Londen.
Robbie Dale, let op jongen. Hier op Flashback 67 hebben wij een optreden van videomachines overal. Er staat televisie overal en mensen gaan naar kijken. What are you watching this particular television show for?
Because of my interest really in all forms of free radio.
What are you doing at Flashback 67?
Just having a great time, reminiscing really.
Do you know what this program's about?
About Radio Veronica. I've only just joined it a couple of minutes ago, so I didn't see the beginning of it, unfortunately.
What do you know about Radio Veronica?
Oh, it was the long-established Dutch pirate from 62 till 74. About the most, one of the most professional offshore stations of all time. That's about all I can tell you.
Dames en heren, er is ook een disco hier vanavond. Ik ga nu binnenlopen om te vinden wat gebeurt.
We have an important message, which is an message
waiting. Nou, kijk, boos om hier dan. Het is wel druk hier binnen. Er zijn mensen overal. Honderden eigenlijk. I'll translate that whole situation into English. I just got into the disco. And there are literally hundreds of people here dancing, enjoying themselves. What are you doing at Flashback 67?
Just come to have a look.
What was that again?
Just come to have a look.
Where do you come from?
Essex.
Did you listen to any of the pirate radio stations before?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Don't you listen to Mi Amigo?
Sometimes, not often.
Not often. Let's talk to your friend here. Did you ever listen to the pirate station?
No.
Well, what are you doing here tonight?
She said there was a disco at Heathrow Airport, so I came along.
And you came all the way from Essex to Heathrow Airport to go to a disco?
Yeah.
Haven't you got another reason?
No.
Ray Anderson to the stage. Ray Anderson to the stage, please.
Flashback 67.
Hello, Emma. Here's Emma. Center Hotel by London Airport, Flashback 67. What are you doing here tonight?
Pardon?
What are you doing here tonight?
Well, it's just come up for the night, you know, for the disco.
Did you know anything about the pirate radio station?
Yeah.
How old are you?
21.
So you've been listening maybe to what? Mi Amigo, Caroline, North Sea?
Yeah.
Do you remember the old days of Caroline?
Vaguely, yeah.
Radio London?
Pardon?
And Radio London, do you remember those days?
Yeah.
Vaguely?
Vaguely, yeah.
What was the thing that attracted you most of all to come here tonight?
Well, I'm here to support, Caroline and free radio.
Thank you. Now, he loved him on with a flash rain in his arms.
What are you doing here at Flashback 67?
In Engels?
Yeah?
Yeah, in Engels, now, second
off. Yeah, in Engels, yeah.
Nee, nee, zeggen die Nederlandse dingen.
Ja, Robert, nee.
Nee, dat kan ik gebeuren, want dit wordt live uitgezonden op Mi Amigo.
Godverdamme.
Oh, hartstikke leuk. Ja, nee, I'm showing the films. Yeah, I turn the handle for the films, yeah. And
Bent u een Nederlander?
No.
Oh, België?
No. English, aren't I?
Oh my god.
Mate.
This is a gekke toestand, jongens. Hey, we're back to Simon.
Oh, here we are again.
At last I found you.
Yes, well, I take some finding.
Oh, you dance beautifully.
Thank you, sir. Well, you're a very good partner.
Would you believe there's something like 1,000 to 1,500 people outside the door can't get in?
Goodness me, must be a very thick door. Are we on air now?
We are on air.
Goodness me.
Oh, we've become so casual about the whole thing.
I know. Would you like to speak to this very elderly grey-haired gentleman?
Well, at least he can just say hello.
Yeah, he can.
Say hello and remain anonymous.
Hello, anonymous.
Well done. Now, we're going to organize a little message for someone very special later on. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Some guy walking around here,
he just stuck a sticker on me. Radio Hallam with a...
Is that a peace bird or an Indian totem pole?
Oh, it's an Indian totem pole. David Longman from Radio Hallam. I used to be Dave Johns on Radio Atlantis, yeah, and with Radio North Sea International.
But you realise that this microphone is going out live to the Mi Amigo right this minute.
I very much hope so. I've even been on the ship myself at times.
You have?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Very much so. I even worked for Ronan once and got paid.
All right, you can dedicate the next record to whoever you like.
To Ellen, must be. Or Samantha, should I call her Samantha?
Why not?
That's it. Very lovely lady.
Hello, lovely lady.
Thank you.
It's nice sense of being here.
Nou, dames en heren, dat is het geluid dat jullie zullen natuurlijk kennen.
Ik zou niet meer take an interview.
Come again.
Not with the music, it's too loud.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Goedenavond, dames en heren. Live from Flashback 67 hier in Londen. Terug naar Mi Amigo.
Dankjewel, Robbie Dale.
Yeah, thanks.
And I hope we can meet someday. Hey, we've been guests at the Sandra Airport Hotel now, but we know everybody who was there, I mean some of the celebrities,
yeah,
but all the people listening now in Holland, Belgium, France, Germany, I don't know where the place,
and they, England, of course,
England,
yeah,
hey, people listening in England as well,
of course.
Hi.
Well, one
hi
or two.
That's pretty good. Well, have you got some name jingles of yourself, because we haven't introduced ourselves.
Some name jingles of myself. Well, let's start,
yeah,
let's start with my famous colleague first.
Okay.
Yeah, okay then, hang on a second, just wait for the machine to do its work. Come on, you see, you caught me on the words, you see. Right, we're off.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go then. Hello?
Roger Matthews. Radio Caroline.
Right then, that's the first one, and the second one.
Oh. Stuart Russell.
Answer, what's your name?
Okay, we'll go upstairs first with
Dit is Herman de Graaf op Mi Amigo Internationaal.
And this is my humble person.
This is Mark Jacko. Sing.
And we have one more person downstairs, actually.
Steve Kent.
By the way,
we've got somebody up here as well.
Otto's hitte van deze week.
Okay, shall we play some music?
Yes, please.
Go back to 1967, where it was a big hit in August, sung by Scott McKenzie and San Francisco.
M-A-R 13.
1986.
The Lee Morrison's Anorak Show.
Another drink, Tom?
I can't, mate. I'm off to meet Rach.
And?
I've already had one and I'm driving, aren't I?
Come on, mate. Sure round. One more can't hurt.
One more might hurt. But I don't want him to leave until he buys me the drink he owes me.
All right, one more, but then I'm definitely going.
Whatever you say, Tom, you're the man.
He won't be the man if he gets done by the police, but it's his licence, not mine. It's his problem.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Remember who's driving. Remember whose licence it is. Think. Don't drink and drive.
You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio, and as part of our 14th of August weekend, you're listening to a 1977 link-up between Radio Caroline and Radio Mi Amigo, which marked the 10th anniversary of the Marine Offences Act.
Well, that's The Who from back in 1966, and a song called Substitute.
An interesting fact now.
An interesting fact, yes. Do you know what this ship used to be back in 1960? Upstairs? Hello?
No, they're not listening to us.
They're not listening to us.
We'll carry on without them, then.
Okay. Are you upstairs anymore?
No, no, Mr. Switch themselves off. Anyway, we'll tell all the listeners about the MV Mi Amigo.
Yes, the MV Mi Amigo was a radio ship as from the 31st of May in 1960.
Hello!
Hello!
Can you please turn us on?
You are on. Everything is on down here, sir.
You switch yourselves off, mate. Anyway, let's carry on.
Yeah. Tell you what we could do. As we seem to have a few problems with the two studios, we could have another record. Except, there's one problem.
We haven't got one queued up.
Okay, then. Yeah, and you sort out some records while we sort ourselves out with the chaps upstairs. Good grief. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, back again.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Mm. You've had a few problems upstairs,
yes,
I take it.
Yes, we did, yeah.
Okay, everything's back to normal now.
Right, we'll continue with our little story.
All we were saying, actually, was how the radio ship, the Mi Amigo, started off as the radio ship, because it became a radio ship on the 31st of May, back in 1960.
May I say something?
Yeah?
In a few minutes, we are going to play parts of that.
Uh-huh.
So if you can talk about it then, if it's possible.
Okay, dokie, I shall shut up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay, that's
but
fine.
We had some time to fill, you see, and you know what it is like. We weren't ready for anything else, so we had to do something, if you understand, to get my drift.
By the way, shall we tell the people what we are doing at the moment?
Yes, yes.
Okay, can you start off?
Yes, well, are we going to play the tapes in a minute, or is that coming up later on?
No, I mean, what kind of program are we making tonight?
Yes, well, as a whole, we're making a program looking back to the...
60s.
Well,
yes,
Roger likes to say reminiscing is his favourite word at the moment. Looking back to the pirate radio stations that were on the air off the British and the Dutch coasts back in the 60s, and today is the 10th anniversary of the close down of all the radio stations except for Radio Caroline, who were on the air at the time, and of course they carried on, we carried on, and we're still here. And of course we were joined by Mi Amigo a few years later.
Obviously.
So that's basically what we're doing, looking back at the stations from the past and hopefully getting a few memory cells ticking over, that kind of thing.
I think it's time for a record now.
Okay, one of yours, I think, from upstairs.
Okay.
Right.
There's one from Roy Orbison. And the thing is called Only the Lonely.
Hey, Marky, yeah. I think you'd better replace your knitting needles with stylus, mate.
I've got something else for you.
You have? Really?
Of course. So hold on, man.
There she was, just walking down the street.
Het was bijna afgelopen. Ik zat druk even een jingle op te zoeken.
Ja.
Nou, dat gaat niet zo gauw. Een opname van de Birds, trouwens. En dat was Tambourinaan. By the way, Caroline.
Yes,
Mi Amigo. Are you still there?
Of course.
We like to dedicate the record especially to you, so listen very carefully.
Okay.
This is the story of man's fight for freedom. The beginning is in the past, the middle is now, the end is in the future. It is a story of sadness and of triumph. August the 14th, as disc jockeys Robbie Dale, Johnny Walker and Ross Brown leave Liverpool Street, London. Spurred on toward the sea by the hundreds of cheering people. See them now as they stand on the tender. There are tears in their eyes as their families, their homes and their loved ones are left behind. 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon and on 266, Big Lil is heard for the last time. Caroline is alone. These three men prepare for midnight. For in a few hours' time, they are to challenge the might and the power of the British government. They will become criminals. Midnight approaches. It is August the 15th. Johnny Walker announces that Caroline belongs to you, that she loves you and she will continue. The Beatles think all you need is love. These two men sound happy, but underneath they are sad, for they now know that they have passed the point of no return. They are not sad for long. They are joined by other men who also gave up so much to fight for freedom. The seas are rough and cruel, life is hard, but as each day passes, the moment of triumph grows nearer. The British people rally round. They send food, they send comfort, and they send their love. All you need is love, and love overcomes. The British government relents. Caroline raises her anchor and heads for England. See her now majestically and proudly sailing up the river toward the capital that has welcomed so many victors in British history. But none as victorious as these men. They stand on the deck waving to the millions of people who ride the Thames. This time the tears flooding from their eyes as the insurmountable odds have been surmounted. They reunite friends with their loved ones. We are near the end of our story. London skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's aerial. At last, beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over. Free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.
Yeah, right, thanks very much.
Okie dokie.
Brings back a lot of memories, I think.
Yes, sure does.
A lot of people. Okay, then we're going to play you a record now, mm-hmm. because we're very grateful to have you on board the ship with us, yes. and all that, so this is a record especially for you.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what I'm doing at the moment, actually.
That is.
I have a lovely glass in front of me with Pepsi Cola in it.
And whiskey, yeah.
No whiskey in it. Lots of slices of lemon and orange juice and about 4,000 ice cubes. It's nice and refreshing.
Yes. Where did you get them from?
What, the ice cubes?
Yeah.
Well, where do you think? Out of the fridge.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, smart.
I'm not stupid, you know. I know where to get my ice cubes.
Must be a big one.
What,
a few
the
thousand?
Fridge? The fridge? Oh, yes, of course.
You got a record there?
We have certainly a record chair.
Shall we
got lots of them.
Eh?
Got lots of them.
Oh, you're a radio station?
Yeah!
Well, that's what they keep telling us.
Caroline and me, amigo. Caroline and me, amigo. We are sitting on the North Sea.
You're out of tune.
It's Roger.
Radio station.
Oh, I'm playing the
right. For you specially.
Yeah!
The music is good, but you're in a fine mood. It's Caroline and me, amigo.
Well, just to show the people we're still together.
Yeah, of course we are, both on the same ship and enjoying every minute of it.
Oh, golly goody go-go.
Yeah, right, we'd like a record, right. Okay then, Roger, it's all yours. Late as usual.
Well, I thought they'd at least throw in one more jingle.
Yeah, so 3-1.
3-1-9, actually.
Ah.
That's Mark Jacob's theme song.
Facts.
From the Rolling Stones.
I
can't get now satisfaction.
I was not going to say it, you know.
No, not at all. Is that true, Mark? You can't get any satisfaction?
Well, on the ship it's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
And as I was saying, I don't still intend to help myself every day. So.
Well, he's got the record from Tom Jones, isn't it?
Well, what?
Can't help yourself.
Just help yourself.
Okay, man.
Ja, nu wordt het weer een beetje te gek natuurlijk. We gaan iets vertellen over de geschiedenis van de vrije radiozenders in Europa. Dat is een vreselijk lang verhaal dat in 1958 begint. Voor de kust van Denemarken, daar zijn de uitzendingen van Radio Mercur. En op 18 maart 1961 dan gaat men voor de kust van Zweden van start met de uitzendingen van Radio Noord. En dat is wel erg leuk, want wij zitten op dit moment op het schip van Radio Noord.
Oh, yeah.
Is there somebody downstairs who can translate?
Yes, somebody downstairs. We're starting off with looking back now at the pirate radio station right from the beginning. And it starts off with Radio Mercur. I think that's what you said.
Well,
yeah?
we're not going to play that, but...
Anyway, the thing was, back in 1961, a Scandinavian radio station started broadcasting 58. Called...
58.
What? 50. No, Radio Noord.
Yeah, okay.
In 61, a radio station off the coast of Scandinavia started broadcasting under the name of Radio Noord. And that station was the first station to actually operate from this particular ship, which we are still sitting on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's just listen to a few cuts of this old Radio Noord. It's pretty bad quality, but anyway, it's the idea that counts, doesn't it?
Yes, of course.
All right, there
okay,
we
go.
Radio Noord vanaf het schip dat later de Magda Maria genoemd werd en daarna de MV Mi Amigo. We like to come back later on with Caroline as it became Caroline.
Back in the beginning, Easter Sunday, 1964.
First it became Atlanta, yeah. But later on it became Caroline, this ship, right. I mean.
Yes.
We'll do that in a minute, we'll play you some nice music. It's by the Beach Boys and God Only Knows. Alleen de heren weet wat geschiet. Ach ja. Goed, een opname van de Beach Boys in elk geval. God only knows.
I just got out of my chair actually just now for the first time in almost 2 hours.
Oh, that's good.
And I've never had such stiff legs in my life. It's unbelievable. Never mind.
Well, they're ugly anyway, so what?
I forgot the reason I got up as well. Went out to get Roger a drink.
You went for a pee?
I went for a 7-Up.
Oh, not for a pee? Oh, okay.
No, of course not.
Oh, you don't do that, that's right.
No.
Yeah, right.
By the way, Roger.
Yeah?
Do you remember the start of Radio Caroline from the Radio Caroline ship?
Yes, of course he does.
Which one, the North ship or the South? I mean, the original or the ship?
The original, of course.
Oh, yeah.
That was in?
I don't remember, I played it last night.
Well, right, 29th of March, 64, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe you.
Yeah. Well, I know Roger aired it. When was it? Yesterday or this morning or something?
Yesterday morning, that's right.
Well,
we had a half an hour reminisce. There goes that word again. Great.
You say the 29th of March?
Yeah.
I say the 28th.
Why?
Well, I'm looking in my book here. It says 28th of March. Well, say...
Oh, what the hell? It's been 13 years ago, man.
Midnight of the 28th.
What are we going to do?
What are you going to do?
Nou, we wilden graag eventjes spelen. Het begin dus van Radio Caroline. En daarna meteen de uitzendingen vanaf dit schip weer, de uitzendingen van Radio Atlanta.
Okay, so what we're going to do right now is take you back to the March the 29th, 1964, with the first broadcast of Radio Caroline and Simon Day.
Hello.
Steve, talking to you on behalf of all of us on Radio Caroline, here, 4.5 miles away from Felixstowe. Now, what can I tell you about the station? All our technical equipment, I suppose. Firstly, the transmitters are made by Continental Electronics in the States and are 10 kilowatts each, two of them, costing about £50,000 each. And they will shortly be looped together, I expect, to give us a stronger signal when all the boffins have finished working on them. The studio itself consists of various equipment, tape recorders, and record players, of course, basically in a mixer. The record players are made by Gates, costing about £500 each, and the Ampex tape recorders, I don't know the cost of those, I think they're about £1,000 each. Got about five of those. Now, the antenna, well, that's folded dipole aerial, which doesn't mean much to me, probably means more to you. It's 168 feet high from the deck, or near 200 feet from sea level, I suppose. It is, in fact, the tallest mast on a ship in the world, one piece. It costs a lot of money. Generators, well, of course, they supply the power not only for our signal, but also for the ship. They're made by a Mercedes-Benz. There are two of them downstairs. No, three, actually. There's another one in the engine room. Transmission hours, well, as you know, we go from 6 o'clock in the morning till 9 at night, and from 5 past midnight till 3 a.m. at the moment, making, 18 hours a day, or 17 hours 55. We shortly go over to 24 hours, I expect, when we're better organized. Studio staff, radio staff, well, there's four DJs, about five electronic brains mixing with their work with panel operating, engineer side. We all do shift work. At the moment, we are just about to start a shift work on the DJ side anyway, of 2 weeks on and 1 week off. The crew, number about 11, I think, 12 perhaps, with the cook and, of course, the captain, who's up there on the bridge most of the time. Record library, about 8,000 records, and many miles of tapes, which, of course, we change every so often when we find a tune we like. Well, you know, we're here to stay. We've managed to fight the British government and win, and the GPO, and the customs, and generally everybody else. And thank you once more for your interest in our station. And from me now, and all of you, to all of you, from all of us, bye-bye.
At 201 meters, you're in tune with Radio Atlanta, the ship that rocks the ocean, the station that listens to people. Radio Atlanta, 47 Dean Street, London, W1.
This is Radio Sunch on 197 meters, and this is Paul Elvey, and I do hope you've joined us, because we're going to have a real swing.
Ja, inmiddels is er dan een fusie tot stand gekomen tussen Radio Caroline en Radio Atlanta. En dat alles onder de naam Radio Caroline Internationals. De beide Caroline-zenders zullen uitzendingen gaan verzorgen onder de naam Radio Caroline Noord, met uitzendingen voor Noord-Engeland, Ierland en Schotland. En Radio Caroline South, met uitzendingen voor Zuid-Engeland en het vasteland van Europa.
Which means that Caroline and Atlanta got together. And so they was, one split up as being Caroline North, one split up as being Caroline South. Yeah, that's maybe what it meant.
Yes, it's time for another record, I feel.
Yeah, dames, okay.
Roger's in charge of dry tarpal tears, so
yeah,
off you go.
I mean, we've been playing records from just about everybody throughout the program, but I mean, we've forgotten them, ain't we?
Who?
Them.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can?
That's the Beatles, and we can work it out.
Of course we can.
Can we?
Yeah, I think so, if we try very hard.
Oh.
Sound of the Nation, Radio Caroline!
Right then.
Sound of the Nation, Radio Caroline!
Can't get your money's worth.
Of course you have.
In de maand december van het jaar 1964, dan verschijnt er een nieuw zendschip voor de Engelse kust. Is there somebody downstairs who knows which station
yes,
that was?
Yes, of course.
Yes,
it was here. December 1964 when Radio London occurred.
Okay.
We want to do a bit of the old...
Well, we just can't. I think they clamped down once they found that my mum was winning every couple of weeks, you know.
I've just got one thing to say about Radio London. That's wonderful.
Hello. A very good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and a warm welcome to the TW Show.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Radio.
Radio.
Big.
Big.
L.
L.
Wonderful. Radio London.
Luister mee naar Veronica. Lap it up. Top.
Down.
Down.
Thank you so much.
This was fun, I think.
Oh, great fun, yes. So your selection of Radio London jingles with a Veronica one on the end.
Why, of course.
Why not?
You want another Veronica one?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Radio.
Radio.
That's kind of jumping towards the end of their history, isn't
it?
Ja,
dat was inderdaad in de tijd dat ze al op 538 meter zaten.
Ja.
Radio. Hallo, meneer Otto. Mag die radio wat zachter daar?
Hartelijk dank.
Ja, dankjewel. Goed, do we play a recordje, or do you play a recordje?
It's your turn.
Ik play a recordje.
Ja, je draait een plaatje voor mij.
Oh, niet voor jou.
Voor allemaal, hè?
Voor allemaal, voor al die mensen.
Ja.
From 1966, No Milk Today, and Herman and Zijn Hermits. Right on.
Hello, Herman.
Hi.
No milk today, my love has gone away. There is house in a mean street back uptown.
Dat was er een van Herman Hansen, voilà, Herman Hermits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lovely line in that song, did you hear it?
Yes,
you
yes.
Did.
We'll talk about that later, after the show, right on.
Roger's
it
on
was
the floor.
A, of course on the floor.
Laughing his head off.
Yes, it's, what was the saying we had? It's L.A., the, where, you mean that line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it was a big number one hit back in 66 by Herman's Hermits. And to continue this sort of short history of pirate radio, it was the 1st January of 1966. Hello?
Hello.
Mag het in Nederlands?
What? Yes, after that. When another radio ship occurred. Does maybe Roger know which one?
And what the date was it? 1966. No, we don't know.
The 1st of January.
1st of January 1966. Was
okay.
It Britain Radio and Radio England?
No. You're wrong again. I'll spank you later.
Okay.
Stop flicking through your books, Stuart.
Of course, you don't get any pay when you go off the ship. You know that.
Of course I know that.
For not knowing all these answers, you
yeah.
know.
Well, come on, tell me then. I'm dying
Goed,
to know.
It was 1 January.
Oh. No, it wasn't. Wrong again.
Het was 1 januari 1966, luisteraars, dat er een zoveelste schip voor de Engelse kust verscheen. Dat was namelijk Radio Scotland.
Don't forget your voice, guys.
242 meters in the medium wave band. This is Radio Scotland.
Good evening. This is a proud moment for me, and indeed for all of us here. For after many months of trial and tribulation, Radio Scotland is now a floating reality.
Radio Scotland, Radio Scotland, calling you. Tell me about the Radio Scotland station in on 242.
As all the latest records, Radio Scotland leads the way.
Jimmy.
For the best in entertainment, stay with 242 all day.
Radio Scotland, Radio Scotland, calling you. Tell me about the Radio Scotland station in on 242.
Don't you miss your favorite program, doesn't matter.
How's your sporran and porridge oats?
Mijn wat?
Sporran. Your sporran.
These foreigners might not understand.
Don't you know what a sporran is? It's a hairy thing that hangs in front of you.
Can you do something to your microphone?
Scottish.
You sound very, very overmodulated.
We're not overmodulated at all.
It sounds too bassy to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Clean your ears out.
How's that? It's well, up. I've adjusted my microphone little thing on the back. How's that?
Mm, you had it on zero dB, wasn't it?
Well, the thing is, Roger always sets it on zero dB. Yeah. When I come on the air, I put it up to -7.
Yeah.
Trying to make your voice sound all butch.
Could you leave it on -7? Because it doesn't make any difference. It just makes it very overmodulated.
Yeah, okay. Hear that, Roger? You leave it on -7. Right.
Roger?
If you touch it,
hello,
I'm gonna spank you, man.
Later.
Okay, hey, man, you got the records?
Yes.
All right.
In stereo, folks.
In stereo?
Of course.
Hoezo dat? Heb ik hier nog iets leuks of niet? Hey, hold on a second.
Sanna, Michelle, Bokkenbroek, Heike Dubois en Lieve Colet. Frank van der Mast, Otto, Hugo Berdehof, Herman de Graaf en Mark Jacobs. Wij zijn...
Mi Amigos!
Caroline, sure shot!
Very nice.
London. In the event of something happening to me.
Up to the vocals, of course.
There is something I would like you all to see.
It's smooth sailing, highly successful sound of wonderful radio.
Me having on. Hey, first I'd like to explain something. A lot of people might...
You've got a lot to explain.
I have even more to explain after 9 o'clock. You better watch it, man. I'll have my axe with me. Well, anyway, if people just tuned in, they listen to four voices and some records. What is happening, actually, is we
it's
are sitting...
Chaos.
Say?
It's chaos.
As normally. No, the thing is, we are sitting up here in the Mi Amigo studio. We've got a link up with the Caroline studio, and this show is going out on both frequencies, as well the Caroline one as the Mi Amigo one.
Yep.
So we have two, well, sort of DJs downstairs, and two magnificent superstars up here.
Thank you, it's very nice.
Joking, of course.
Of course,
joking.
Of course, yeah, of course.
Of course. Somebody downstairs was talking about laissez-faire. Roger, do you know at what date? It's 1966, but
66, just after the ship ran aground.
I think it was
printing.
May or June.
Have a little look in your book there, lad.
Can you find it?
What station are we talking about? Radio England, aren't we?
No,
Radio England with the beautiful jingle still used by the BBC.
Yes, from Britain Radio.
66. Britain Radio and Radio 66. England, yeah.
Yeah, I just remember that.
It's 66, it's June or May, I'm not sure.
Hang on a sec, got it.
Right. Are you really? I hope he's not catching.
It's June, 18th of June 1966.
Okay.
Regular transmissions from Radio England started.
Yeah, okay. We've got a part of a test transmission, and that's from May 66, I think.
Uh-huh, 3rd of May they started testing.
Okay, we started now.
3, 2, 8!
There's never a dull moment on hallmark of quality with radio. The smart set. Hallmark of quality.
Bright new sounds of Radio Britain coming your way, testing the first day, May 3rd, 1966. This is Radio Britain.
Hallmark of quality, Britain Radio.
This is Britain Radio, 355 meters in the medium waveband. The time now, 11 o'clock. And this is Alan Beck with the 11 o'clock news headline.
Step up to a new level of musical velvet. Smooth sounds of the smart set. Hallmark of quality, Britain Radio.
Helaas voor de heren van Swingin' Radio England en van Britain Radio blijken de uitzendingen commercieel helemaal geen succes te zijn, omdat het te veel op een Amerikaanse leest geschoeid is. En daarom besluit men van Radio England een Nederlandstalig easy listening station te maken. En dat zal gaan uitzenden onder de naam Radio Dolfijn. Daar komen we straks nog op terug, maar we gaan eerst weer een plaat draaien, geloof ik.
Yeah.
Is er somebody downstairs who likes to translate it, or Marky?
Well, let Mark do it. He speaks Dutch, so they tell me.
Okay, it was Britain and Radio England as well.
Yeah?
Well, the things... very nice radio stations, of course. If the boss is listening, you have to keep them happy. the thing is, well, commercially seen, it wasn't really a success. Nobody was actually interested in having any commercials on these two stations. So what they did is change the name into Radio Dolphin, which was a Dutch radio station, and they started to be as some sort of an easy listening station.
That's
wasn't
right, yeah.
Was that success? Because I remember listening to the station.
It wasn't.
So
I think
I think they went broke in the end, didn't they?
Yeah. I'd like to point out as well, in case our listeners don't realise, but England and Britain broadcast from the same ship, probably the first station to do that.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Just like we do.
The first night they went on the air, they gave a big party with a lot of champagne, and they were running out of money.
That's right.
That's the story that Stuart Russell was telling at the moment.
I think it cost about £1,000, this party they had back in 66, and they couldn't afford to foot the bill, and lots of people got into trouble and were chased around the country, and, well, anyway, if anybody listened to Radio 2, hello?
Yeah,
you might have heard their traffic news jingle, which sounded something like this with different words.
Hallmark of quality, written radio.
I haven't heard this one. I just heard this is Radio 2 from the BBC.
Yeah, well, that one goes, here is Radio 2 with your traffic news.
So they picked it.
Yeah, of course they pinched everything, the BBC.
Mm.
Absolutely everything.
It's the same on Radio 1, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. They pinched the...
Swinging Radio 1 in the beginning?
Well, they say it's swinging.
Yeah.
So they tell me.
Is it?
Yeah, they ought to be.
They ought to be swinging from a yardarm, yes.
Well, the wavelengths are swinging. You can hardly receive it anyway.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to play your record, you. Right.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Golly, man. Radio Me Amigo. Especially for Stuart, because I know he likes this one.
I love it, man.
From 67,
Diana
Ross and Supremes.
Yeah.
And The Happening.
Good on, man.
Okie dokie.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
There's a guy I know. He got himself a gun. Said he wanted to wear all the best labels. Now he wears just one label. Property of HM Government. Trident. StopTheGuns.org.
The Lee Morrison's Anorak Show.
You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio, and as part of our 14th of August weekend, you're listening to a 1977 link-up between Radio Caroline and Radio Mi Amigo, which marked the 10th anniversary of the Marine Offences Act.
Ja, speciaal voor Stuart omdat hij hem
zo maakte. Oh, dankjewel meneer.
Alsjeblieft jongetje hoor. Een opname van de Supremes uit 1967. En dat was de Happening.
Ja. Stuart Russell.
Yeah.
Can you give us the correct Bulletin Watch time?
The Bulletin Watch time? Well, tell you what. I'll give you the news.
Wonderful Radio London.
Radio London News, we start at 8:06, late as usual. Roger Matthews reporting.
what on?
Well, I don't know. What are you going to report on?
Okay, I've got something to say.
You have? Okay, then off you go.
We were talking about Swinging Radio England,
mm-hmm.
and it became Radio Dolphin.
Dolphin, yeah.
Sounds fine, it's Radio
Dolphin.
It had
a second name, and it was Radio Flipper.
Radio Flipper?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they call it, aren't they?
From the water, huh?
From the North Sea, yeah.
I'll tell you something, actually. It's very confusing for our listeners because they don't really know who's playing all these silly jingles in between.
Well, I'm playing this one. And I love it, every bit of it.
And I'm playing this one.
Ha, 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 ha. It's probably the most incredible radio station in the world, because I think together we operate about six or seven cartridge machines, don't
we? Yeah, well,
that's right.
Let's say we've got between the six Spotmasters, four turntables, two mixers, four Revox machines. It's just unbelievable.
Three cassette machines.
Yeah, right.
And downstairs in the Caroline studio are Roger Matthews. Hi, Roger.
Hi.
And Stuart Russell.
And upstairs in the Mi Amigo studio, Herman de Graaf.
Oh, of course.
Hello. And Mark Jacobs. And maybe Otto. Is Otto up there?
Otto is watching TV.
Watching TV.
Oh, we've got Steve Kent down here.
Oh, Steve Kent's popped
in. Hello, Steve.
Hello. Okay, we were talking about...
I'm sorry, ik kom nergens meer aan, ik doe niks meer.
We hadden het dus over Radio Dolfijn, die werd ook van Radio Flipper genoemd, en daar gaan we nu een stukje van horen.
So, a small piece of Radio Dolfijn. Yeah?
Yeah, please do.
Are you ready?
We're ready and waiting.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You have your fingers above the table?
Yes, on the top of the mixer, actually.
Oh, good, man.
Naar Los Amadoros is het de beurt aan Michel. En het wordt deze keer vertolkt door André Prevert met een groot koor.
Lees Humo, het blad waar iedere tiener en tv'er verlangend naar uitkijkt. Verschijnt iedere donderdag. Lees Humo.
Ah! 1967. Have you got the nice records from 1967 downstairs?
It so happens we have.
Yes.
On the turntable. Would you like a record from 1967?
Of course. Shut up. Go on, stop it, or I'll come up and spank you.
Oh, lovely.
I'll be up in the middle of this record to sort you out.
Okay. Looking forward to it. See ya.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yes, well, that's not exactly excellent quality, but...
It's an original.
It's an original copy, yes. Foundations from back in 1967. The thing called Baby, I Found You. At last.
Oh, jolly good.
Yes.
Jolly good.
Fantastic.
Radio London!
Thank you.
Pleasure. Okay, what's going on now, then?
Could you hold on a second? I'll just have a sip of my lovely Saint-Michel beer.
Yeah, okay, then I've got some San Michel beer too.
I think it's whiskey by
proost,
the colour of
proost.
It. Yeah, proost, jongens.
Proost, yeah?
Yeah, proost. Means cheerio.
I've drinking my 7-Up as well.
Roger's on the 7-Up.
Yeah, probably.
On the hard stuff.
What colour does it have?
What's not in my list?
Can't see through the can.
Eh?
Ha 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 ha. He can't see through the can, he said. He can't tell you what colour it is.
Funny guy, eh?
It's Caroline! Hey!
Well, that's something we could expect. I've got something here that's...
Thank you, very nice of you.
Thank you.
That's quite a pleasure.
Thank you, yeah.
You haven't played any... Oh, yes, you have. Of course, you played some Caroline jingles.
During the time that Radio Dolphin became... Radio 227.
Yeah.
Swingin' Radio 227. They also changed the name from Britain Radio and it became Radio 355.
Yes.
It was an easy listening station. Mm-hmm. But first we're going to listen to Radio 227 in Dutch with the ex-Veronica disc jockeys Lex Harding and Tom Collins, I think.
Funny.
This is Lex Harding.
Funny.
And that's Tom Collins, I think.
A very deep voice.
Hello, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another edition of Radio 227's Fabulous 50, compared by Lex Hardy. Radio 227. Next meeting, special animated aiming for a Beatle fence. Radio 227, Nederlands nieuwe commerciële popstation, presenteert de Beatles Show. Een uur lang Beatle-opnamen en dit om te voldoen aan het verzoek van duizenden briefschrijvende Beatle-fans. Onthoud iedere zondagavond van 7 tot 8 een vol uur de Beatles.
En deze show wordt gepresenteerd door Tom Collins en Lex Harding.
Dat was Britain Radio, not. No, het was niet Britain Radio.
227.
Oh, 227, not so.
Ja, Radio 227, inderdaad. Inderdaad. Als het ware.
Oh, natuurlijk.
Lex Harding en Tom Collins, both disc jockeys on that station. They became later on famous disc jockeys on...
I tell you what would have been better for them if they'd come and worked for this station.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Hi, Daddy, listen to me.
My daddy listens to
Caroline International Station with the happy
dear friends.
So there.
So there.
Oh, I got an echo.
You got an echo?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
It's probably just inside your head.
Actually, we're very clever on this station because we can get echo.
You cannot.
He says, turning up the thing, nothing happens.
Oh.
I love you so.
Mi amigo.
Stop. Go. Go,
man.
Don't. Once. Echo.
More
hey,
echo.
Hey, hold. What's up? Something nice. Have some echo.
Yeah?
Sounds even better.
It sounds like, have you been on one of those ghost trains that you get in fairgrounds?
Yeah, the movies we saw last night, do you remember?
Absolutely terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, with some echo and then you say, from a point, let's see, to the circles in your mind, this is the new Radio Caroline.
Right then, it's time we had another record, I do believe.
Yeah. Is it your turn or my turn?
It's our turn.
Okay.
It's our turn from 1964.
Nice
it's
one,
the
mate.
Searchers, mate.
It's the what?
I think they found him. The searchers. Nails and pens.
I saw her face. Was a face I love.
Up to the vocal tune.
Yeah, I started to say it at exactly the same time as you did.
Oh, I love you.
That's Roger's... Well, he's recurring the record now because he wants to...
He gives it another try.
You talked all over that nice record, so, I mean, we'll just have to... Wait for it to come in again now, won't we? Try again.
That's the end of the last track, Roger.
Well, if they will put some more grooves in between these records.
Oh, there it is.
I'll let you do it this time.
Okay, up to the vocals, the searchers. What's it called? What's
Needles
it called?
And pins.
Needles and pins.
I saw her face, was a face I loved, and I knew.
The searchers and needles and pins are
the voice of Radio One.
Heresy.
What on earth was that?
That was the voice of Radio One. You want to hear some more?
I didn't hear it the first time actually because
Radio 2, Paul Hollingdale, stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2, 5, 4, 3. Radio 2, Radio 1, go.
The voice of Radio One.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it was the start of Radio 1 with Tony Blackburn, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. We all know where they came from.
Right on, mate.
Yeah, right
nice
on.
Nice one. Nice. You timed that, in fact, very well. How come?
Well, I don't know, actually. I hate to be modest about it, but...
Well, you'll probably get paid now.
I practiced it all through the last record.
So the thing was, what we were planning to do is give you all the closed-down things and recordings again, but they've been aired so many times over the past few years, and all of us working on a radio ship do get very sad when we listen to all those closed-down programs. So that's not what we're going to do, because free radio, offshore radio, is very much alive.
You can say that again.
Okay, man.
It's so very much alive. Still living and breathing and here for...
Oh, wacht even, mijn blaadjes op. Wat zeg je?
Do you want it for the next record from downstairs?
Well, not really. I don't know. No.
Well, it's not as if it's possible.
Are we in the air?
But yes, you're on the radio.
Sir Russell is upstairs.
Oh, yeah. De heer Russell die steekt nu zijn snuit door onze studio uit. Hé, dat breemt ook nog, hè?
Oh!
Nest stoot nu zo. Oh, gosje. Nou ja, hij raakte wel gewend. Die jongen is er eigenlijk vrij hampelig, hè? Die valt van trappen af en zo, die ziet geen drempels.
Constant, hè?
Ja, vooral na flessen whisky, dat schijnt goed.
Hey, do you remember Don Allen?
Donnie Allen! Hey, golly, of course I do.
Golden Weekend!
Well, have a listen to this, folks.
Enjoy the full flavor of Daffy Don Allen. He's filtered and definitely milder.
What in the name of Sam Hell are you smoking? Old Jim Bloomers?
I see.
Aw.
Beat that if you can.
What?
Hey?
I don't have that tape. I can't repeat it.
I'm back.
I said beat it.
I'll beat it.
I'm back. Stuart Russell's come back.
Climb over your chair, lad.
The one and only famous Russell. Oh,
I banged my head just now upstairs. It's throbbing.
Still hurting.
It is slightly,
It's your own fault. You're stupid.
Well, it's because you've got such a stupidly small window upstairs, I had to put my head in.
You never watch where you're going, man.
No, I don't.
You stumble over doorsteps, you fall down the stairs.
Yes, and I've still got the bruise to prove it.
Every night you're going to the wrong cabins and things like that.
That's no accident.
Caroline and me, amigo.
Who?
Caroline and me, amigo. The music is good, but you're in a fine mood. It's Caroline and
who?
Mi amigo.
Hey, I'd advise you to give up smoking with a laugh like that.
It's not me, man. Somebody else who smokes a lot.
It's Stuart Russell.
Stuart Russell.
Well, this one. No, you'll remember a couple of months ago, Frank Upthamast, he asked the listeners to send in tapes with their laughs on it. You know, and the one with the nicest one got a prize. So this one won.
Live from the North Sea, Radio Caroline and Radio Mi Amigo. Also... Of zie mij.
Of wat?
Gaan we nog iets doen eigenlijk? Hoe zit dat hier?
Ik dacht dat ik had aangekondigd.
Oh, ja.
Dan moet jij nog vertalen. Of...
Ja, meneer.
Of meneer Russell. Hallo?
Oh, sorry.
Hallo, meneer Russell is hier. Meneer Russell, wilt u even vertalen wat ik toen straks zei? Om klokslag 12 uur.
Ja, ja.
Op 14 augustus 1967 stemde iedereen zijn radio af op Radio Caroline. Ja. Want Radio Caroline was het
For
enige...
No man will ever forget. Monday, August the 14th. 1967.
That's what I mean.
Yes, I thought it probably was. yes.
You're lost for words, aren't you?
Pregnant pause slipped in then. Yes, I'm trying... Actually, what are we going to do now? We're going to hear that,
Yeah.
Well, if you announce it.
Yeah.
It's the... I don't know what it is. I've forgotten.
Oh, stupid. You know, Caroline continued back in 67.
Yes.
10 years ago. Today...
It was the only radio station that stayed on the air with Radio Veronica.
Okay, so what happened? Yes. What happened then? We're just gonna listen to it again. Okay.
Okay. Right then.
Let's do that.
One, two, three, four.
Is Radio Caroline? It is now 12 midnight.
Believe.
Caroline would like to extend its thanks to Mr. Harold Wilson and his Labour government for at last, after over 3.5 years of broadcasting, recognizing this station's legality. It's right to be here. It's right to be broadcasting to Great Britain and the continent. It's right to give the music and service to the peoples of Europe, which we have been doing since Easter Sunday, 1964. And we, in turn, recognize your right as our listener to have freedom of choice in your radio entertainment, and of course that Radio Caroline belongs to you. It is your radio station, even though it costs you nothing. And as we enter this new phase in our broadcasting history, you naturally have our assurance that we intend to stay on the air because we belong to you and we love you. Caroline continues.
This is Radio Caroline International, the home of the British
music explosion.
10 seconds to go before Radio 1, Tony Blackburn.
That's what we had before, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you cue up your record? The record I told you?
Yes.
Yeah?
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, here we go.
All right. excuse me.
Cop it up. Get it off your chest.
Something is the matter with me anyway.
I know, we know.
I won't live to be 20. Choking, of course.
Of course.
The last cut of Caroline programs I've got here is rather nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cut from a program with Don Allen. The Steve McMerrick tune is on it as well, and a Roger Day jingle. It's a very funny weather forecast that Don Allen is doing. Shall we have a listen to it?
Love to. Off we go, then.
Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good morning, the world is bright and new. Sit tight, you're always right with Caroline International Station with the happy difference.
Turn on the radio, see what's on.
Hi, ho, ho, this is your thinner record spinner, Roger Twiggy Day, welcoming you to the show.
This is the Roger Day Show.
Again.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Stevie Merrick.
Weather break, go, go!
Gale force winds now registering 10 on the scale are at present battering the MV Mi Amigo with sickening results. With a barometer falling, the possibility of a let-up in this storm force scale is in the negative. Meanwhile, Radio Caroline staffers, disc jockeys, and radio engineers are contemplating mutiny to the coast. Yes, Frinton Nick is going to be full tonight.
Ja, dat is iets anders trouwens. Dat laten we maar zitten. Dank u wel. Well, that was it.
Was it? Oh.
Yeah. Just a small piece.
Is it finished?
Yeah.
I was listening to something else. Sorry.
You know a lot about small pieces, don't you?
Ignore it, Mark.
I do.
I mean...
I never react to such stupid, inferior, low...
Gutter level
remarks.
I'm glad...
You mean you don't react to yourself?
This match has gone out, oh dear.
Shall we stop slagging each other and get on with it?
Clap your natula.
You are with Caroline Broadcasting LA, love. And what are you doing? Taking the pee out of little Mark, yeah.
Oh, Marky. Oh,
we love you, really.
You do?
Of course.
Radio me amigo.
Sometimes.
3199, love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Yeah, we love everybody.
Ik heb al net een lekker pilsje erbij gekregen van Herman. Dankjewel, Herman. Daarvoor.
Hey, Herman.
Ja?
Een pilsje voor mij in de Caroline Studio.
Well, listen, you're very close to the refrigerator.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so... Yeah?
What are we going to do now? Are we going to play a record for you?
Yes, I think you should.
Okay, then, Roger, it's all yours.
Yeah, thank you. Pictures of Lily from
up,
The Who.
Up to the vocals, come on.
Carry on, then.
Well, are you? See, I did it again. Shut up. To the sky.
think a very nice record indeed to symbolize the things we like to do and the things we offer you. Peace, so, yeah. By Peter. It's 1 minute past ten. I've got Steve Kent up in the studio. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
You mind if we run over over time a bit?
I'm very generous in my time.
Yeah, I know. So, I think this is it.
It basically is it. So, really, all that remains for us to do is to play the last couple of records, which basically are the theme tunes from the stations that we're on now.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
We had an idea,
mm-hmm.
and it was this, that you just play the Caroline tune, and we say hello to everybody in the Bronx, okay?
Okay, yeah, then. Yeah.
So you play your Caroline?
We'll play Caroline then.
Okay.
And then you come straight in with Bronx.
And after that, we'll come in with Bronx, and with the four of us, we say goodbye to the listeners on Mi Amigo, because, of course, we will continue on 319 Caroline.
Okay, then. Right. See you in a minute.
Yep. I guess that's it.
Certainly is. That's just about it for tonight, then.
I think so.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank all the people behind the scenes that keep the two stations on the air. Our people in charge, the bosses of the two stations, and everybody
right.
that organizes everything on land. And without you, we'd be really in trouble. So thanks very much for everything that you do on land.
We'll be out of a job, man.
Certainly would.
Right, okay. Then. Datzelfde geldt voor mij. Ik wil graag iedereen bedanken die mee heeft gewerkt aan dit programma. Iedereen die heeft geholpen om dit programma tot stand te brengen. Speciaal de mensen die aanwezig waren op de Flashback 67. En al die mensen, heel erg hartelijk dank. En over naar Roger Matthews.
Right, I'd like to say bye. I've been sitting here for a long time now.
Six hours.
Yeah, 6 hours I've been sitting here at the moment.
Poor man.
Might get overtime for it, never know. Hey, before we do go, Mark and Herman, I want to invite you down at midnight tonight. We're holding a party down here on the air, so why not come down? We'll have some fun at midnight.
I hope so, because we have to get up very early tomorrow morning.
So do I.
Who's going to do my breakfast show?
Who's
going to
do mine?
Well, it only happens once every 10 years.
Anyway, so from me, Roger Matthews, bye-bye.
And also from me, Stuart Russell, I'll say goodbye. Thanks very much for listening to the last 3 hours. Hope you've enjoyed it very much. And would you like to say goodbye upstairs as well, before we go?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I'd like to say goodbye to all the Caroline listeners being patient enough to listen to some Dutch language, which you will probably not understand anyway. Thanks for being with us. Caroline is continuing now alone on 319 meters. As well, I'd like to thank everybody involved with these two stations. I think it's a very appropriate moment to do it right now, on this 14th of August 1977,
yeah.
who still make it possible for us to continue broadcasting, to continue giving free, absolutely independent radio without interference of any government in the world. Because I think it's a miracle we're still here.
Yeah.
But we'll stay on the air. Anyway,
of course.
Thanks for listening. Of course. Thanks for listening. Luisteraars van Radio Mi Amigo in Holland en in België. Ik hoop dat u het stukje avonduitzending een beetje gezellig heeft gevonden. En dat u eventueel in de toekomst nog een keer bij ons bent als we 's avonds doorgaan. In elk geval, als u nu naar bed gaat, slaap ze lekker. Wij zijn morgen vroeg bij u terug om 6 uur met ook Goedemorgen. En ondergetekend is bij u terug met Waken 16 tussen 12 en 2. Voor nu, welterusten. Heel graag tot morgen. Al de Caroline listeners. See you next time, I hope. Bye bye.
Radio Caroline.
Yes, indeed. And you're with Radio Caroline here on 319 meters on the medium wave band. My name's Steve Kent, and I'll be with you from now until midnight, and then at midnight is our little party to celebrate 10 years since 1967. Right, well, thanks to, special thanks to Stuart, and also to Roger for the last three, and in Roger's case, last 6 hours of broadcasting. I've been sitting around down here, sort of an upstairs, having a listen and enjoying it a great deal. Right now, on with the music.
Yeah.
Well, that's it from this 1977 archive show. Heavily edited for time, unfortunately. But if you go to azanorak.com and search for Radio Caroline in the 1970s, you should be able to find the complete three-hour version. Anyway, that's it from me, Lee Morrison's Anorak. Progressive Rock and Beyond will be back next week at this time. Actually, at this time, it will just be finishing. So, thanks for listening.